The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything. Don't go chasing waterfalls, please. Please. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. What are you thinking about, Lex?
How much I love this song.
Me too.
How much I just love TLC in general.
Yes.
I had no scrubs on in my car over the weekend. I was just jamming out.
Yeah, that's right.
I really was.
Who needs scrubs anyway? Unless you're a nurse.
Yeah, nurses.
Exactly. Right. Who needs a scrub, seriously? And thank you, Candy Burris.
And pandemic war. Where?
Yeah, exactly.
Candy,
Thank you, Candy Burris, for writing that song. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So talented.
So talented. I guess, and I just want to throw this out there because we don't watch it anymore, but Real Housewives of Atlanta, I guess, last night was nutter butters. Like, there was a bridal shower or baby shower. And like I said, it's one of the Real Housewives I fell off of. But it was trending last night nationally. And I was like, what? It was a brand new episode. And I guess, like I said, there was some sort of party that was like, I don't even know what the kids say nowadays. Off the chain, off the hook, whatever. It was all of those things. Whatever kids say now, that's what it was. Okay. It was just nutter butters. So I may have to go back and watch that one. But anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. A little pop culture nugget. Now, less desirable, less fun. Did you guys see the video from that United flight heading to Honolulu?
OMG.
Okay. Thank you, Kenny. That's the appropriate reaction.
No, I didn't see it. What was happening?
What, Don McLean?
I did not see it. It was going down?
No. The on the wing, the engine was on fire.
A
passenger, it looked
the fire
like
was
something.
Going down.
Yes. It looked like something, didn't it, Kenny, from a Will Smith movie. It looked like Industrial Light and Magic had created it.
It was shaking like the thing was only being held on by one measly bolt.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really alarming.
Dawn, Google it right now, my love. You have to see, because it is movie-like. Because whoever shot that, they were obviously in the seat, the row right by the wing. They shot it, and the way they shot it, it did look like a special effect. It looked like something you would see in a movie. Mm. And it was real. And then the debris fell in a neighborhood. The whole thing could have been far worse if that debris would have hit somebody or landed on a house. Because it could
have been so much worse.
So much worse.
I always, when I lived in South Minneapolis, kept a wary eye on the sky because I lived right under one of the departure paths. And they go right over the top. And it's like, okay, it's either going to be a big shroud or something or blue ice. I know something's going to hit me here.
Yeah. Oh, I would do that too. But this was like the ring. This was like the cover of the engine. Just a big circle. Yeah. It looked like the world's biggest donut. And it landed.
It was just the big shroud thing. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And it landed right in front. Dawn, are you seeing the video?
Yeah, goodness. I don't like that at all. Thank goodness. I'm like, thank God they're on land.
They're all safe.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. They're just like, they can land the plane somewhere, not above the ocean.
I know a guy. I work with a guy that would have been upset that they turned around. He's like, yeah, let's go. What are the chances the other one's gonna go out?
I say we take our chances with one engine.
Yeah, oh, Patrick Royce. Yeah, he's one of those guys. Yeah.
Well, he's right. I mean, they can fly with one engine, but not for a long period of time, and not when the other engine is on fire.
But did you see what UA did now?
911.
Yeah,
girl. United Airlines grounded part of their 777 fleet now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that
and
was
then
the
I started
aircraft.
Reading, was it Shay? Yeah, Shay tweeted something about how she's buddies with a United Airline pilot. And when his family flies, he puts them on a different airline.
Oh. Shut up!
No. Oh, God. Help me.
We're talking driver extraordinaire Shay Cab. Follow her on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. She knows everything.
I think about that sometimes, though, flying separately from family.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I
wish I could have done that as a kid. That would have been awesome.
That would have been great.
Remember when I got...
go ahead.
No, go ahead. You fly...
Just to wrap up this story real quick.
Yeah,
from
the
ball of fire coming from the sky.
Yeah.
After reading this, a woman, she was at the dog park, and she said she heard this loud boom and then started seeing pieces of the plane fall from the sky, which can you imagine that just in and of itself, right? You see this ball of smoke.
Oh, boy.
Then things start falling from the sky. I didn't realize, because I think if I was in her situation, I'd see it fall down. I'd instantly, well, you'd run away, but then when it felt safe, I'd run and go and check out the debris. They're saying, don't touch it. Don't do anything. Just leave it alone.
Yes.
So there's good scrap metal. I'm going to turn that in and get some money.
Lady copper in that thing.
Could be.
Yeah. I'm going to strip that thing down.
Oh. Well, so far, there's no determined cause.
Next week.
There's no determined cause right now. I watched the story on CBS in that commercial break. But no, laughing about flying different airlines, I remember when I came back, I flew Spirit, and yeah. I was cracking up about their announcements that they have to make, which was very different from like Delta. And the one was...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, another reminder, please do not change your baby's diapers on the tray tables.
And I looked back, and there was a woman with her naked baby on the tray table with the diaper spread out. And I'm like, oh, my, Dorothy, we are not in Kansas anymore. And because I'm thinking, oh, that never happens. And then on the flight back, the same thing. Baby all spread out, diaper all over on the tray table.
Chickens and goats in the aisle. Did somebody have a campfire going in the back?
No, but also remember I had Cheez-Its guy next to me, Lex and Dawn. I had the guy with the two boxes of Cheez-Its, like full-size Cheez-Its. We're not talking the travel size. Dude had two full boxes, daddy a size, adult size Cheez-Its, and in the flight from Minneapolis to Orlando, ate both boxes, like full boxes.
Whoa.
I was like, you are a champion.
He's on that new Cheez-Its diet. I was on that for a while.
Yeah.
Gosh. College.
Yeah. I will never forget that flight and that guy as long as I live. I was like, you go with your Cheez-Its.
Here's my policy, Jason, and I think it should be yours too, and it probably is. And I don't want to mention any airlines because some of them are based here, but I will not fly on an airline that doesn't have, at the very least, a business class. There's got to be some separation between, me and the rest of you scrubs.
I call it steerage, yeah. Kitty.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you little people need to keep your distance from me.
What? Still, one of my favorite moments on this broadcast ever is when we first started talking about this, and Lex goes, "I usually sit in row 42." And Kenny, I said,
"What?"
And I said, "Lex, what? Lex, when you pass me in row 2, please don't make eye contact with
don't
me. Please, please, I don't want people to know that I'm friends with you. Just
what's
just keep
going
walking.
On back in 42? You back there with the animals and the luggage and the-
oh yeah,
and thus,
having a party shoulder
thus
to shoulder.
Our steerage conversation start. I'm like, Lex, as you board, don't look at me, please. Just don't just keep walking. Don't. I don't want people to know that I know you. All the way
we're
back in
gingies.
All the way back in row 32, which is basically not even the plane, Kenny.
Yeah, it's 32 just, is a good. That's a good.
It's not even the
row.
Plane. No, no.
It's like that's
cargo.
That little deck on the back end of a caboose where you can stand outside.
That's what Lex is.
I'll be back here, everybody. Don't worry. Oh. No one's in the bathroom if you need it. No.
Person sitting next to me. Does that lady know you? No, she's drunk. No. She doesn't know
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't
no,
know that
no.
guy.
I don't know. She don't know me. when we come back, everyone, depending on what you're going to do today for exercise, you do not compare to a 21-year-old. Wait till you hear what a 21-year-old did as far as rowing. Uh-huh. When you're on the treadmill today, it'll make you feel better. Plus, speaking of traveling, I have some details about Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary celebration. That and more when we come back. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From like the 70s or 80s.
Pride. Very cornerstone of a new automobile. Cordoba, the new small Chrysler. Here is the warmth of thickly cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather. So very luxurious, yet surprisingly affordable. Cordoba is engineered with great pride. Be a Chrysler.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
The new small Chrysler.
Luxurious.
Cordoba. Luxurious. Cordoba. Fine Corinthian leather.
Smiles, everybody. Smiles.
Welcome. Welcome to Fantasy Island. A reference missed by 72% of our listening audience.
Deplane!
The guests are arriving. on Fantasy Island. The great Ricardo Montalban in his legendary Chrysler commercials, which ran for years. I forgot how long he was a spokesperson for the Chrysler brand. It went into the 80s. It started in the 70s and continued into the late 80s. I had forgotten that before I started pulling these commercials. It's like, wow. They ran with Mr. Rourke. they knew they had a good thing, I guess. So
yeah.
Any doodly doodly. What did this 20 Don? What did this 21-year-old do that's going to make us all feel inadequate?
Uh-oh. It's just so frightening. The more I read about it and think about it, she's 21 years old, and she rode. She's the youngest person to row solo across an ocean. Now, she began in Spain and ended up in Antigua. That is near Puerto Rico. You don't know where Antigua is. So think about that. 3,000 miles across the ocean. It took her 70 days, 3 hours, and 48 minutes. And this is a competition called the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge. So this is something, she's not the first person to do this, but now she is the youngest. And she got started doing this because she happened to be in Spain in 2018, just hanging out there, and saw the person come in that won that year, that did the challenge. And she goes, I'm going to take this on and try it. She is from a landlocked town in England. It's just amazing. She wanted to inspire young girls. She said, that is whenever I made the decision, whenever traveling through Europe, and she saw this challenge. She said, I thought I could be the youngest solo female to ever row an ocean and try to inspire more young people, particularly girls, who just give something a go. The more it scares you, the more achievement you can gain. Anxiety is now such a common thing over some of the smallest tasks. I would be lying if I wasn't scared to do this, knowing all the daunting obstacles that I will face. So I'm asking support from everybody so that confidence boosting can be a universal normalized compliment. What a mature person at 21 to articulate all of that.
I don't even know how to put that sentence together, and I'm 46.
I can barely read it.
I can barely listen to you.
Yep. So, what kind of
book? I actually fell asleep during that because I'm so excited.
Alexis, I will tweet out. Yeah, you can see. I'll tweet out this article from USA Today, and you can see the boat. It's not that big. It's not a little rowboat, but it is. It's pretty small. I mean, when you think about being on the big, wide open ocean, don't throw up. But
that's note to you. Yourself.
Yeah. Note to self.
Yeah.
It's not one of those specialized, like enclosed. It doesn't have
it's
a sleeping.
It's not enclosed. No. Okay. It took her.
Oh, there's a solar panel on it.
Yeah. No. It's pretty cool. High tech. No. But yeah,
so
I just
she's
tweeted
not
that
actually
out right
rowing.
Now.
Oh no, she is rowing.
She is rowing.
Oh, I see the oars.
Yeah, she has to row.
Wow. That is so cool.
It's cool, but this is where I am. Like, Don. Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
There
does
are
she
a lot
go in
of
a little
animals.
Cabin and sleep? Like, if she takes 70 days and whatever hours, or does she... She must sleep on there, too, then.
She has to sleep. It's 70
And what do you do,
days.
Drop anchor? Do you drop anchor, or do you just keep on floating?
There is... I mean, you're in the middle of the ocean. You can't drop anchor, can you?
You need a lot of snacks.
Don't you need a bottom?
I was being dumb.
Okay, I am really dumb when it comes to the ocean, so I believed you for a second. I'm like,
sorry, Don.
Really? Oh, it's so deep.
I apologize.
Oh, I'm with Don. I'm so uncomfortable.
Whales.
Right now.
She must
whales.
Boats. Large things underneath there.
Well, she's
there.
Got flares and stuff.
Flares aren't going to help you with a shark.
We're going to shoot that at Moby Dick? That's just going to make him mad.
What are you, Captain Ahab?
She
has flares.
Peanut butter and Nutella. She can just toss that as far as
yes,
she can.
Yes, yes.
It's not a Pekingese under her. It's a great white.
Does she have a ball? Does she have a volleyball with a face painted on it?
Yeah. Gosh.
Wow.
Oh,
I love this. 21-year-old Alexis would have probably been inspired to try this as well.
Oh, no. Noni.
No. Jeez. No. I can't even paddle a duck boat for 2 minutes. I'm not doing that. Give me a break.
No.
Say, I got to drop some knowledge on you guys. A slice of pie in Aruba is $5, and a slice of pie in Jamaica is $3. And now you know the pie rates of the Caribbean.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. You can't slip in a dumb dad pirate joke.
You can't.
Oceanic dad jokes over what here was, from Kenny.
Don, what's happening?
Yeah, Kenny!
Don, what's happening?
I'm going home. I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, everybody. That's our show.
Save us, Tom Hanks.
I'm sorry, Wilson. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wilson.
Oh, never apologize for dad jokes.
Always apologize for dad jokes. 727. When we come back, get ready to laugh. Would you rather next? TV taste test coming up. RuPaul will talk WandaVision. I have a new guilty pleasure on TLC, which will make Kenny highly uncomfortable. All of that is ahead. But right now, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything RuPaul.
Shantae, you stay.
Thanks, Ru. We appreciate it. Yeah, we have a low. And Dawn texted me last night, and I may have to have Colin call in because
yes,
there is Lex. Yes. There was rage. There was unbridled.
I thought about you too.
There was
as I watched it.
There was unbridled rage. And again, my husband isn't like, thank goodness, isn't like me. He's not overly dramatic. I mean, his emotions. He's pretty much well, let's go back to the boat from the other story. Calm sea. But he was rage-filled after watching RuPaul. You'll find out why a little bit later. Lex and Dawn know why, but yeah, it was highly entertaining. Highly entertaining. The dogs were scared. I was scared. Uh-huh. It was
good.
Dexter was like, "What's wrong with Daddy?" I'm like, "It's drag queens, Dexter. Just it's drag queens.
Yes. Just
yeah. Yeah. Let's do this.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?"
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay. Beautiful, Lex. That was beautiful, Lex. That's very, very Linda Ronstadt.
Try to be ethereal there.
This is great, girl. Great. Okay, here we go. Oh, Siri did not know we were going to play this.
Whoa.
She did not suggest
like,
that
what?
Act to me.
She's hungover.
She's tired. Yeah.
Overserved last night.
Yeah.
What day is it? I don't know.
Oh, this is hard. Oh, this is a good thought-provoking one. Here we go. Would you rather be one of the world's most amazing artists, but not able to see any of the art you created? Or be an amazing musician, but not be able to hear any of the music you have created.
What a tragic scenario.
I'm very sorry.
I would say music.
Oh, man. You want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Dawn. Lex?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, Kinderman. Let's do the music.
Kenner. I at one time I fancied myself a musician, and let me tell you, it was hard on my ears and hard on everybody's ears. So I'm going to go with artist. I'll try something new.
By the way, if I may throw in a quick thing, and Lex, I don't know if you saw it, CBS Sunday Morning had an incredible story about this piano company that you guys need to watch. Go to the CBS Sunday Morning. Oh, my goodness. Fascinating. They get the wood for the pianos from a very specific forest in Italy. Fazzoli, I think is. No, Colin will tell me. It's a brand of piano. Like Herbie Hancock will never play another piano but this brand. Fascinating story. The care that is put into making this brand of piano is, I don't know, it was a great story. CBS Sunday Morning, go to their YouTube channel. Okay, we continue. Okay. Would you rather
have a private island or have a free, luxurious penthouse in the Bahamas?
Ooh. The island's not free.
No, freedom isn't free, girl. A free private island?
Does that matter?
Yeah.
Yes, I want the island.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun, because then you just go home, but if you want to socialize, you jump in your boat and you head on over.
I'm going to shock. Swim? I'm going to shock you, because Lord knows I don't like people, and I like my alone time, but I still need civilization. Colin and I just talked about this watching Hawaii Life on HGTV. He asked what island, if I could, what island I would live on. And I would like to live maybe on Maui, but I don't want to live like out in the middle of nowhere. I want people around. So I'm going to choose the free penthouse.
No, I want the island.
Okay. Yeah. Kenny?
Yeah, I'm kind of on my own private island the way it is. I'll go with penthouse and room service and all the debauchery that comes with that.
Thank you.
You know, and nothing says I ever have to leave that room.
Exactly. I don't have to invite people to my penthouse. Yes.
I'll have more new towels every day, and you can change the bedding, you know, once a month. Other than that.
I love that you've added room service. And you
Girl, it's the penthouse. We get all that. Kenny's right.
Keep the champagne cold there, fella.
That's right. Gold Grey Goose bottle service every weekend. Here we go. Would you rather have to take cold showers every day for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Or only eat cold food for the rest of your life?
Oh, cold showers. I could do that.
I'll eat cold food.
Wow, don't.
I love hot showers.
Yeah, I'll go with food, too.
I'm going with showers. I'm with Alexis. There's so many foods that I would so miss. Pizza. Chicken tenders.
Have you ever...
Tater tots.
Have you ever had a cold shower?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cold enough. Lukewarm.
It's not fun, but we'll get used to it.
Lex, we'll get used to it, Lex.
Yeah. We could just, like, fast showers and just as fast as we can.
Yes.
Little quick dips.
Yep.
You know?
I'll wash my privates.
Yep.
Wash the butt. Wash the face. Oh. Get out of there.
Yep, exactly.
Little hooker bath.
Oh, and then we'll warm up some hot food.
You found the phrasing. I was searching for the phrasing. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. Would you rather live to be 100, but you're stuck in a child's body?
Oh, wow.
Or live to only be 50 as a normal aging human being?
Oh, this is a tough one, guys.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, especially for you youngsters. I've already passed 50, so. I win. Kenny wins. Take me home anytime, Jesus.
So what are you going to do, Kenny?
Anything.
I'm going to do the 100, or I'm sorry, I'm going to do 50 and normal aging.
Normal aging 50.
I don't want to be a kid. Being a kid sometimes just sucks. I don't want to do that.
What's the definition? Are we talking innocent kid or?
There's a picture of a very small kid on there. So
confused kid.
No, Kenny, you can't have sex if that's what you're wondering.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 50 adult.
Because I was thinking about that movie we had to watch, Mrs. Robinson. You know,
so. Yeah, no, I'll just be 50. I don't want to be 7. No.
Forever.
Ugh, no.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
This has been Would You Rather.
My Talk loves local, even with pandemic optimism. Some small businesses still need our love. We have put together a great page of resources to support some favorite places of ours to shop and eat, get takeout, home improvements, etc., etc.,
etc. MyTalk1071.com, which, by the way, is brand new. Just use keyword local. When we come back, we're going to start our TV taste test. Hope you're hungry from WandaVision. But we're going to start with RuPaul because nothing entertains the morning audience like homosexual rage. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
Okay, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I should call this segment Gay Rage, but we are going to. But instead, we will call it TV Taste Test. Now, spoiler alert for RuPaul's Drag Race, the unverified Rusical. This was episode 8, season 13. We are going to talk about who went home. So please know that. Again, this is spoiler alert, so we do not want you to yell at us. Joining this conversation is my husband, the man who laughs 20 times a year, Colin Matheson. Good morning, Col.
Good morning.
Okay.
That is exactly how I feel.
A very stoic good morning.
I was happy for about 5 seconds. I was overjoyed and then enraged.
Why didn't we have cameras set up in our house to record my reaction to what happened?
I know. Because if I had known what was going to happen was going to happen, I would have. Okay. So the final, again, spoiler alert, I don't want to get yelled at. The final two are Candy Muse and Simone. They are the bottom two. And Simone was a shock, because even if you don't watch My Talkers, you've heard Alexis. Everyone has been heralding Simone. She was a front runner from, like, episode one. The other one, Candy Muse, on the other hand, has been the villain and disliked by a chunk of the audience, including myself. She drives me nuts. I don't want to drip unnecessary hate on her. I just do not enjoy her.
You said the key word, though, villain.
Villain, yeah. And Colin feels the same way, and Colin has another point that we'll make as soon as you hear the clip. So they've just lip-synced for their life. And I'll pick up the clip from there, and then we'll discuss. So here we go. Oh, I should probably end the music from Would You Rather, Jason. Yeah.
Ladies, I've made my decision. Simone, Shantae, you stay.
Okay, now at this moment, all of us, Dawn, Alexis,
thank you,
Colin,
join the other girls.
We're all happy. No, let's listen.
Finally.
Candy Muse.
She's walking away.
You're a profess, sis. Keep showing them who's boss.
Thank you for changing my life forever. That I can be who I want to be into the world and not giving a shit about what anyone has to say about me. And you've made me feel so, so special. I love you. Thank you so much.
Okay, now, sashay away.
Okay, she's walking away.
You are safe to slay another day.
Okay. Now,
did you hear my screams from the North Loop?
I immediately thought of you falling off the couch and running out of the room.
Colin was
so mad.
Can you explain to the audience that maybe don't watch why you made really good points, why you had such strong gay rage?
It's a complicated, multifaceted anger, but here's the thing, is We're on episode 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and 4 queens have gone home.
Thank you.
I know Candy went on this whole rage of, like, why do you want the season to be over already? It's because you're just wasting my time. Like, if I'm watching and nothing's happening, then why am I watching?
Right.
You know, let's progress. This is a competition. This isn't just, you know, hang out and watch 10 queens for a week and then at the end, yeah, you feel good about it. No, this is a competition. I want someone to go home. I was afraid that was going to happen. So my sigh of relief when she didn't say, like, when they're both on stage and Candy, Shantae, you stay too. I was like, oh, thank goodness she's going home. And then when she walked away and then she goes, wait, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. No.
Was that actually worse?
So oh, my God. That, but the bigger issue for me was that performance from Candy was not worthy of a double save. Her look was not, I mean, yeah, it was Beyonce Lemonade inspired, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is amazing.
No.
Her performance was bad. I mean, Michelle was reading her hard for her look during the performance. It was sloppy. It was messy. Like, there was nothing about that. I have no problem with Rue doing a double save if there is a killer lip sync. But there was nothing about that entire performance that made me think, you get to stay. Which leads me to believe that Rue has favorites, and whether it's Rue or the producers, Candy's bringing something to the show that they don't want to get rid of yet. And
ding,
so
ding, ding.
We're going to keep you.
Yeah. Lex, what she did you think?
Look, it happened. I was just happy. Simone's my favorite. She was saved. I was, please. She did great. So, yay, that was great. But when RuPaul saved Candy Muse, it made perfect sense to me. We need her on the show to keep the drama up. She is in the mix with everyone. You know, there's the clique, and then there's Elliot with 2 T's. Who is going to provide that without her? And that's what I think happened. Yes, she probably has favorites, but for production reasons, she needs to be on the show. Also, it's going to create this buzz that, you know, we're doing it right now. We're case
Here
in
we
point.
Are.
Why she needs to be on the show.
Dawn?
I was very angry. I've been wanting her to leave most of all for 8 weeks. And I couldn't wait because she's been so arrogant all along. And she really is arrogant. She's somebody who, and all that song and dance about, like, I'm really just insecure, fine. But then you continue to talk about how you should be in the top and you're going to win everything. I just want someone to say, you might feel like you're killing it when you're on stage, but you have to step back outside of yourself and realize there's a different perception of what's really going on with the audience. You know what I mean? Like, how we view you is different from how you feel inside. And that goes for just theater in general. Like, humble yourself. I mean, when I haven't gotten parts before, I've had to go, oh, okay, I really felt like that was good, but obviously it wasn't good enough. You know what I mean? And she never has that. And she bullies people on top of that. So I've been waiting for her to go home. And now that was just not worth a save. It just wasn't.
No.
So mad.
And also, and we were talking RuPaul's Drag Race, if you just tuned in, Colin is also, we all are, of this new trend of the queens being bitter when they're saved.
Mm.
Like, now they're not even happy with just being safe.
Mm-hmm.
That it's right, Kyle?
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to go off on is Denali was, I liked her at the start, but she's on my nerves because she is every week saying, I am so mad that I'm just safe.
Ugh.
My look was amazing, blah, blah, blah. And again, Michelle was reading Denali for her chandelier look with beads. She goes, oh, she's a lamp. We've seen this a million times. Like, you might think it's great, but if the judges don't, sorry, you should just be grateful that you're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Utica is so glad when she gets saved.
Yes.
She was safe because she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, thank you for sharing your homosexual rage with our listening audience.
I think I need to take a Xanax and go lie down.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kyle.
Just revisiting it alone.
Go on the Peloton. It'll make you feel better.
I literally thought of Colin when she got saved. I immediately had a vision of Colin just walking out of the room.
Oh, he was done. He was so done. That's when the
drama,
day drinking
that's
started.
That's what you get from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here we go.
VH1 Friday nights, RuPaul's Drag Race. When we come back, TV taste test continues. Oh, WandaVision, how we love thee. And my new TLC obsession that will bother Kenny next.